我们需要有这样安静的时间。
We need this quiet time.
大声一点。
But we need this quiet time.
好让我们能够更深地进入神的同在。
So we can enter into God's presence more deeply.
因为我们需要在心灵里面呢，更多能够进入神的同在。
Because in our hearts we need to enter more deeply into the Lord's presence.
我们进入神的同在，
As we enter into the Lord's presence,
我们才能够享受到那个心灵里的安息。
Then we can enjoy the stillness in our soul.
那个心灵的安息啊，就是一种力量。
The stillness in our heart is a kind of strength.
通常我们都是活在外面。
So often we are living in the outside activity.
我们多半都是很忙碌。
We are so busy.
不管是世界的工作，或是教会的事工。
No matter whether it's the worldly activity or the church activity.
以至于我们的心灵啊，缺少安息。
Therefore, our hearts are so lacking in rest.
如果我们心灵不够安息的话，
If our hearts are restless,
那就是我们不够住在主里面。
That indicates we do not abide enough in Christ.
如果没有住在主里面，
If we're not abiding in the Lord,
我们就缺少那个力量。
We lack strength.
遇到事情的时候，
When things come up,
我们会很紧张。
We get nervous.
也会急躁。
We get anxious.
尤其是遇到我们不如意的时候。
Especially when things do not go the way we want them to.
我们就很容易急躁。
We're very easily anxious.
一急躁的话呢，我们就失去了那个在神里面的那个神圣的平安。
Once we are anxious, we lose that holy calmness in the Lord.
那么我们的自己很容易就会跑出来。
Then we leave that stillness.
我们的自己就是说，我们的个性，我们的脾气，我们的那种看法，不同的看法就会跑出来。
Our self includes every aspect of our old man, our thinking, our attitudes, everything comes out.
那这些呢，都是说明说我们已经从主里面呢跑出来了。
This means we have left the Lord's presence.
一个住在主里面的人，
A person who abides in the Lord,
他最主要的一个标志，
The most important sign,
就是他一直都是很平静的。
Is that he's constantly still.
你记得有一次耶稣跟门徒们在海里面，在一条船上。
You remember one time Jesus was with his disciples in a boat.
那个海里面呢，起了风浪。
And there was a storm.
而且
on the sea.
这个水呢，都已经打到船里面来。
And the water had already come into the boat.
这个时候我们就看到一个很强烈的对比，就是耶稣跟门徒们他们的表现。
We see a glaring contrast between Jesus' reaction and the disciples' reaction.
耶稣在船尾枕着枕头睡觉。
Jesus was sleeping while they were sleeping. Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
那门徒们呢，很紧张，很害怕。
The disciples were panicking.
因为门徒们还没有学会怎么样靠主，住在主里面。
The disciples had not learned how to lean on Jesus' breast and rely on him.
但是耶稣呢，他完全是住在神的里面。
And yet Jesus was completely living in God.
他已经进入神的安息。
He had totally entered into Jesus' rest.
虽然外面环境啊是风浪，很危险。
Though there were storms raging about him.
可是他的里面，心灵里面呢，就是十分的平安。
Inside, he was perfectly still.
这是我们所需要的一种内在的生活。
This is the inward life we need.
这就是啊，所谓内在生活的训练。
This is so-called inward life training.
这一类的训练呢
this kind of training
是很少的。
It's very lacking.
通常你要去参加什么训练的聚会。
If you want to go to some kind of training meeting.
多半是训练你要做这个要做那个。
Teach you how to do this, how to do that.
告诉你一些知识一些技巧。
Teach you skills, techniques, knowledge.
结果呢你会做了更多更忙碌。
That makes you even busier than when you started.
你就更不容易啊进入神的安息。
Then even more difficult to enter into his rest.
因为你一直都是在外面忙碌。
Because you're constantly outward activity.
那耶稣他也很忙碌。
Jesus was also very busy.
他在地上做工的时候连吃饭的时间都没有。
He didn't even have time to eat sometimes.
他外面是忙碌的。
Outwardly busy.
可他里面却是安息的。
But inwardly still.
因为他有那个内在的生活
Because he has that inward life.
这是我们需要一直要学习的
This is what we need to constantly be learning.
就是我们这种内在生活的训练呢
This inward life training.
主要就是怎么样训练我们的心灵能够进入神的同在而得享安息
Mainly teach us how for our hearts to enter into God's rest and gain the stillness in our soul.
然后在忙碌的时候里面还是安息的。
Then even though we're busy outwardly, inside we're still.
这种内在的安息
This inward stillness
也就是一种内在的能力
is an inward strength.
那个内在的能力是比外在的能力更大。
The inward strength is greater than outward strength.
好像有的人说静比动能力更大。
Some say stillness is a greater power than activity.
所以我们要竭力的要进入这个内在的生活。
So Hebrews says we need to be diligent to enter into that kind of inward life of rest.
如果你这样进入神的同在
，When you enter into the Lord's presence in this way，
而得享安息
，And you gain this rest，
你服侍的时候
，When you serve，
不是仅仅在外面做一些事情
，It's not outward activity，
或者你有很技巧，你很做的。做得很好
or you're very clever, full of ability.
而且呢，乃是一种生命的流露。
But rather, it's an outflow of His life within you.
别人感触到的就是一种生命的流露。
And it is the outflow of the life of Christ.
别人看到你这种生命的话呢，他们很自然就会羡慕。
When people see this life, they will be drawn unto thee.
那这种吸引人的地方就是耶稣基督他自己。
They will be attracted to the Jesus Christ in you.
这是我们的福分。
This is our portion.
我们每一个服侍主的人、爱主的人，我们都可以进入这一种内在的生活。
All of us who serve the Lord and love the Lord can enter into this kind of inward life.
因为我们缺少对神同在所带来的那个福分、那个好处啊，缺少认识。
Because we're so lacking in knowing the blessing that comes from dwelling in God's presence.
所以我们就没有花够多的时间常常安静在神的面前。
Therefore, we spend too little time quiet in His presence.
我们上一个礼拜聚会已经过去了。
A week has already passed by.
但是呢，我觉得哈，我们还没有够多的时间。能够安静在神的面前。
I feel we are still so lacking in the time quiet in His presence.
没有照着我们原来所想象的、所希望的那有够多的时间安静。
We have not spent as much time as I imagined that we would quiet in God's presence.
因为有一些教导、有一些信息，好像我们还是需要讲。
Because of the need for teaching, we still need to do some preaching.
有一些很美好的见证，我们也需要听。
There's also some wonderful testimonies awaiting us.
但是，这一切呢，都可以说所留下那个安静的时间呢，就很少。
But this has subtracted from the time we needed to spend more time in quiet before God.
因此我们希望这个礼拜、啊、能够多有一点时间安静在神的面前。
So we hope that this week we can spend much more time in stillness before the Lord.
按照我们那个作息表
，According to our schedule，
我们上午的聚会啊，应该有很多时间安静的。
According to our morning meeting time, we should be spending much time in quietness.
而且下午，原来我们希望大部分时间都能够安静在主面前。
And we're hoping in the afternoon time, the majority of the time, we could have spent quiet before God.
啊，晚上呢，信息完了以后呢，我们也希望有半个小时能够这样安静等候神。
After the evening meeting, we were also hoping there would be half an hour of stillness before God.
可是我们虽然、嗯、是这样的、嗯、排在这个时间要安静，但是我们也不能把它当作是一个律法来遵守。
Though we have scheduled this time in, but we shouldn't be legalistic about it.
我们还是要尽量的让圣灵啊有自由这样来带领我们。
We still need to learn how to be led by the Spirit.
所以很多时候我们还是在歌唱跳舞还是很欢呼。
Sometimes the Lord will lead us into singing, dancing, jumping, enjoy.
可是、嗯、如果我们、够深刻的话
deep, if we are deep enough in our Christian life,
我们在神面前是更深的话
if we are a deeper Christian,
那我们很自然的会那个跳跃的时间会少
Our jumping times will reduce
而且安静在神面时间会多
Our quiet times will be lengthened
虽然我们、欢呼跳跃的时候是一种享受
Though dancing joyfully, it is an enjoyment
可是、啊、很多时候我们真的沉默、啊、在神的面前与神独处那一种、啊、乃是一种更深的享受
But the quietness, the solitude before God in communion is a deeper enjoyment.
因为那种的享受呢是在神里面的。
Because that kind of enjoyment is in the Lord.
这个需要我们每一个人这样去体会的。
We all need to experience this ourselves.
所以我们从这个礼拜开始
So from this week,
希望多有一点时间能够安静在神面前
We need to spend much more time quiet in God's presence.
好让我们能够更深地进入神的同在
So we can enter into God's presence more deeply.
因为我们的灵我们的心灵需要更多地进到神里面安息在神的里面
Our hearts and souls need so much more to get into God's rest and presence.
如果我们缺少这种内在的平安
If we are lacking in this kind of inner peace,
对我们的身体，对我们的心理精神呢、啊，都啊没有好处。
This will adversely affect our whole body, soul, and spirit.
哎，他们医学报告说很多人有这个忧郁症。
Medical report often talks about many people have depression.
最主要的原因就是、啊、那个 stress, 那个压力很大。
Stress is the greatest factor.
很紧张。
Too anxious.
缺少安息。
Not enough peace.
所以在马来西亚、这个林凤莲牧师哈他已经离开参加第一个礼拜。他有一天他跟我讲到
Pastor Lin from Malaysia, who has already departed, recently told me.
他在他们的教会里头，自从这样开始操练安静等候神以后
，Once they started practicing this kind of waiting on God in his church.
他说至少有五位忧郁症的人得到了医治。
At least five have been completely delivered from their depression.
他们进入了神的同在。
They have entered into the Lord's rest.
就是有安息了。
Lord's presence.
不再忧虑，不再惧怕了。
No more depression, no more fear.
真的，这个安静等候神是可以啊带来这方面还有其他方面的好处。
Waiting on the Lord can bring this benefit and many more.
上一个礼拜哈，在这个新闻报道啊说。美国以前的那个副总统 Al Gore 他的儿子、啊、被警方抓到了
Last week in the news we heard about Al Gore's son was arrested by the police
他是因为超速开车的时候超速
It's because he was speeding
他是、 每小时100英里开道。
100 miles per hour. He was driving 100 miles per hour.
那当他被警方拦下来的时候呢，警方在他的车子里面呢，就找到了一些药物。
When the police arrested him, pulled him over, they found drugs in his car.
有麻烟
，marijuana.
There was marijuana.
啊，还有一种镇静剂叫做 Valium.
It was Valium pills.
啊，还有一些其他的药物。
Other kinds of drugs as well.
那对他的父亲啊，就是以前的副总统 Al Gore 说。现在他已经开始去接受这个接受治疗。
So Al Gore says he's going under rehab now.
有很多很有名望的人。
Many famous celebrities.
像好莱坞的电影明星，还有政治界的一些
Hollywood stars, political figures.
一些很忙碌也很有名望的人。
A very busy, very reputable people.
他们因为缺少这种内心的这种的平安。
Because they lack this inward peace.
所以他们只好靠药物。用镇静剂啊，来帮助他们来安静下来。
They depend on drugs like Valium to calm themselves down.
这个特别这种药物叫 Valium 啊，每一年美国的买卖的数字都是几十亿美元的。
And so Valium
it's a multi-billion dollar business.
It's a multi-billion dollar business in the States.
所以好多人都靠这个外面的药物啊，要来帮助他们能够安静。
So many people depend on drugs for this peace.
可是我们已经一再说过，上个礼拜，我们晚上讲这个希伯来书的信息。
But we have repeatedly emphasized in our Hebrews talks.
就是告诉我们说，主耶稣在十字架上为我们舍命流血。
When the Lord Jesus on the cross shed his blood and life for us.
并且他从死里复活了。
He raised from the dead.
把圣灵赐给我们。
Poured out his Holy Spirit.
就是要带我们进入神的同在。
To bring us into God's presence.
那个享受这种在主里面的那种心灵的安息。
And we can enjoy that stillness before the Lord.
这个圣灵有一个记号啊，圣灵。常常用这个格子来做记号。
One symbol of the Holy Spirit is the dove.
我们知道那个格子都是代表 peace, 平安的。
The dove is a symbol of peace, we know.
圣灵来不但给我们有能力，让我们在外面可以服侍他。
Holy Spirit not only strengthens us to serve him outwardly.
更宝贵的乃是让我们里面有那种内在的能力。
More precious, he gives us that inward strength.
而那种能力呢，往往是表现在我们心灵的平静，还有安息的时候。
This kind of strength is reflected in how still we are in our hearts.
所以我们也需要更多认识圣灵。
So we need to know the Holy Spirit much better.
因此在我所写的这个英文本的书里面就是操练等候神。
So in my book, The Practice of Waiting Upon God.
里面特别有一章是讲到我们在安静等候神的时候圣灵所要做的工作。
It talks about as we wait upon the Lord, the role of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们在安静的时候圣灵就会做工。
Because when we're quiet, then the Spirit can move.
最主要他带我们进入神的同在。
Most importantly, he brings us into God's presence.
那个进入啊，耶稣他说他所赐给我们的平安，不像世人所赐的平安。
In John, it says this is the peace that only Jesus can give, the world cannot give.
这是需要我们有信心。
We need faith.
而且要知道圣灵。认识圣灵的工作。
We need to recognize the Holy Spirit for this work.
哦，我觉得这个世界哈，多么需要心灵的平安，内在的平安。
I think this world is most lacking in that inward peace.
这个世界所需要的，
soul and heart.
需要的，我觉得最 最重要的最宝贵的两样东西，一个就是爱，一个就是一种内在的那个平安。
I think in this world most precious is love and that inward peace.
这个内在的平安可以说也是一种安全感。
Inward peace is also a feeling of security, a sense of security.
尤其要在这个乱世的时候，
especially in this crazy world we live in.
恐怖分子啊，可以在世界各地啊，随时都会用炸弹来进行破坏和杀害的工作。
In a world of international terrorism, bombs can cause havoc any time in our world.
在任何时候，在任何地方都有可能发生恐怖事件。
Any time, anywhere, there may be a terrorist attack.
所以这世上的人，这个越来越没有安全感。
So the people of this world are losing security in every way, more and more.
那我们如果更深的能够进入神的同在，
if we can enter into God's presence more deeply,
我们那个安全感会越来越多。
Our sense of security will grow.
就像耶稣在那个风暴、风浪很大的那个海里面，他在那个小船上，他仍然还是可以睡觉的。
Just like Jesus in the little boat in amidst a raging storm, he was still to sleep.
我知道一件事，如果我们更深进入神的安息，
if we have deeply enter into God's presence,
我们晚上睡觉一定睡得好的。
We will also sleep much better.
我们晚上不能够入睡，最主要一个原因就是我们的心灵缺少那个安静。
The fact that we have poor sleep indicates our lack of that inward rest.
所以最好的镇静剂啊，就是进入神的同在。
The best tranquilizer?
Yeah.
Okay. The best tranquilizer is the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 也有人说过哈，那个最有效的。
Some have said most effective,
最有效的那个反忧郁症的药，
the most effective antidepressant medicine,
就是在圣灵中的喜乐，
is the joy of the Holy Spirit.
今年我们的这个训练和特会的主题就是更深进入神的同在与丰盛。
The theme of our training is entering into the presence of God and His fullness more deeply.
我们一旦进入神的同在，
once we enter into His presence,
我们就开始经历他的丰盛。
We start to experience His fullness.
也就是说，我们所需要的一切，我们这时候开始可以在神的同在中来支取。
Everything we need, we will begin to find is in God's presence.
那么我们所说的这种安息，
this kind of rest we're talking about,
也可以说是一种满足的一种表现，
can be said to be an expression of satisfaction.
就是我们满足了，
we are satisfied.
满足， we're content.
Oh, we're
satisfied. Oh. 好像无所要求了，
as if no lack.Nothing want.
这就是我们所说的进入神的安息。
This is what we mean by entering into God's rest.
我前两天就一直想在讲这个进入幔内。
I've been thinking about talking more about entering within the veil.
但是好像一直都没有那个机会。
It seems like the opportunity has not arisen.
有时候我也要在祷告啊，在寻求什么时候该做见证，什么时候该教导。
So I need to pray also, be led by the Spirit, when to give testimony, when to teach.
因为我知道我们当中真的有很多很宝贵的见证。
Because I do know there are so many precious testimonies among us.
而且有一些见证真的是很有能力。
And some testimonies are truly powerful.
并不亚于那个讲道。
They are no less powerful than even preaching.
Amen. Hallelujah. 所以我们听见证的时候要很留心。
So we need to really pay attention when brothers and sisters give their testimonies.
其实 是上个礼拜哈，那个冯弟兄，冯小弟兄，他只有15岁。
Yeah, Joseph, even like our brother Joseph Fong, he's only 15 years old.
他如何的，见证说他在操练安静等候神的时候。
But when he testified how he is practiced waiting on God,
就对他的那个癌症的得医治是有帮助。
This was a great help in the cure of his cancer.
而且最重要的就是啊，他跟神的关系啊，比以前更好。
Most importantly, his relationship with God improved a lot.
甚至于他知道啊，他的人生他有了方向。
Now he knows he has a direction for his life.
这个对一个15岁的14、15岁的孩子来说，这是很难得的。
This is really an amazing thing for a 15-year-old boy.
但这种的这种的好处呢，是由于他操练等候神而来的。
This kind of benefit is produced from the practice of waiting on God.
上个礼拜呢，我们听了他的见证以后，很多人要希望要他的见证，把它印出来。
Last week, after many heard his testimony, many wanted a copy of his testimony, and so we printed it out.
昨天晚上他的父亲已经印了很多份。
His father already printed out many copies of his testimony. Here it is.
因为他是在美国生长的，所以他只能讲英文。
Because it's English, it's in, he's American, it's in English.
He's an American-born Chinese.
Okay. Because he's an American-born Chinese, it's in English.
You know, that means a Chinese does not speak Chinese. American-born Chinese.Hallelujah. 那这个见证呢，放在那个后面的那个书桌上面。
This testimony will be available on the back table.
你们曾经跟他父亲要的都可以拿一份。
Those who have asked his father for a copy can go get it.
我们准备把那个中文翻译也整理出来，预备呢要登在我们下一集的见证集里面。
We also want to translate into Chinese and prepare it for the next.Publication of the testimony book.
还有一些见证，我们慢慢的看圣灵带领，我们要一一的希望能够听到。
There are many other testimonies. Let's see how the Holy Spirit leads us.
现在呢，请我们把这个内在生活的这本书。
Let us get the. Let's pick up the book, The Inward Christian Life.
翻到
Let's turn it.
116页。
Let's flip it to.
116,
Those who not have this book, please raise your hand.
好不好？请圣秋或者 Amy 请你呢要买一本，因为。台湾来的，马来西亚来的。
Please purchase a copy if you don't have one.
他们都带了，他们都带了这个书来。
Because we brought many copies of this book.
这也是可以说也是我们的课本。
You can say this is our course book.
那我们需要来看的时候，我们就一起来看。
So when we read, we can read together.
不过好像我们要讲的很多是要超过这个书本里面所有的。
But what we speak about surpasses the content of this book.
而且在我们的作息表里面。
And in our schedule.
我们在晨祷的时候，我们有写到说，我们每一个人就是要来。读希伯来书，要来默想希伯来书。
During our time of morning watch, we wrote in our schedule that we need to spend time meditating on the book of Hebrews.
那么，除了今天早上以外呢，就还剩下有四个早晨。
Besides this morning, there are still four more mornings.
所以我希望你能够从这个第八章。
I hope that from
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
在这四个早晨啊，希望你都能够把它看完。
From Hebrews chapter 8, we hope you can finish Hebrews.
最好有点默想。
Best that you can meditate upon it.
因为这本书实在是带我们进入安息的一卷书。
Because Hebrews is a book to bring us into His rest.
特别在第三章、第四章就讲到这个安息的 这个宝贵。
Especially in chapter 3 and 4, it talks about how precious it is his rest.
而且第四章一开始呢，就告诉我们说，这个安息是神所应许给他的儿女的。
And from chapter 4, it talks about this rest is promised to all of God's people.
换句话说，不是为着少数人的。
It's not just for a minority.
但是为着所有神的儿女，神的子民。
It is for all of God's people.
哎，这个也实在是不分宗派的。
It also has nothing to do with your religious background, denominational background.
这种安息呢，就是神的同在所带来的好处之一。
This is just one of the many benefits of being in God's presence.
我刚才说过了哈，这种的安息呢，那是一种啊一种满足和知足的一种表现。
This kind of rest will bring you into a place of total contentment and satisfaction.
因为你一旦进入神的同在。
Because once you enter into God's presence,
你享受了神的丰富,
you enjoy His riches.
那你很自然就会感觉到真的神真是太丰富,
you will feel, wow, God is so full, so rich.
这是取之不尽, 用之不竭,
it is unsearchable riches.
And it's inexhaustible and unsearchable. And that you can experience it. 赞美主。他帮助我更多，有时候我稍微帮助他一点。So we help each other. 赞美主。
他帮助我很多。他多很多。
He's an excellent translator. 赞美。By the way, he's American born. But this one speaks Chinese. Hallelujah. 赞美主。那我们看那个116页。
Let's look at page 116 in this Inward Christian Life.
也许为了一些新来的人
For the sake of some newcomers.
昨天跟前天呢据说一共到了有差不多15位。
We heard there's 15 new people who joined us.
那么也有差不多十来位呢已经离开了。
We heard there are about more than 10 who left us already.
他们只能参加第一周的聚会。
They could only be here for the first week.
但是感谢主，昨天和前天有15位已经到了参加第二周的训练。
And thank the Lord, there's many more who just joined us today and yesterday.
好不好？我们趁这个机会，请这15位一起站起来，我们表示特别热烈欢迎他们。
Let's welcome these 15 newcomers in our midst.
星期六晚上，还有昨天晚上 ，Hallelujah， 赞美主。没有15位啊，好像还不到10位。
Doesn't look like 15 to me.
赞美主。那个，我希望我们在吃中饭、吃晚饭的时候，尽量的哈彼此这样交谈、认识这样。
I hope during the meal times we can get to know each other more.
早上我们来聚会的时候，师母也跟我说。
This morning, as I was coming to the meeting, my wife told me.
我们应该至少天天留下来吃中饭。
She said that we should stay.And have lunch together every day with the brothers and sisters.
这样的话，我们就能跟弟兄姊妹多有一点认识。
Then we can also get to know all the brothers and sisters better.
所以从今天起，中饭我们一定在这里吃。
So from today on, me and my wife, we will be eating lunch with you all.
我们希望每天呢吃中饭的时候跟一些不认识的人在一起吃饭。
And every day we're going to try to meet new people.
不认识不熟悉的
people that we do not know yet we're going to spend time with them at lunch
如果我们已经认识很熟悉请你不要跟我们在一起吃饭
if we already know you pretty well give us space
因为我发现一百人呐、一百就不容易都认识
it's not easy to know 100 people
尤其我们的
more than 100
我们的记忆力好像越来越差有时候记不起面熟，但是名字叫不出来。
And our memory is slipping, so we can't remember all of you.
啊，我们希望从今天中午啊，我们吃饭的时候，那个就从今天开始。OK， 感谢主。
We hope that from today we'll spend lunch with you.
啊，也许我们应该从也115配节哈115来看起。
Maybe we should start from page 115.
我记得啊，星期五上午只是。 只是读了那个希伯来第十章十九二十二十二就然后就没有时间再读那个书里面的文字。
I recall that Friday afternoon, I think we only got to reading those verses from Hebrews and didn't get to the content of the book.
今天我们就来从这个文字看起哈。
Let's start from the content in the book.
第一段哈，就是希伯来书是一卷讲到内在生活的书信。
Hebrews talks is a book about faith.
这本书的作者在圣灵启示和指引之下。
The author of this book under the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit.
我相信大家都知道哈，那就是在其他的。的书信，特别是新约，都有那个作者的那个居民的，就是希伯来书哈，这个作者没有写他的名字。
I think you all know that Hebrews is a book that does not have a clear author, but the other New Testament books do.
那个可是很多很多人啊，很多人很多这个圣经的。学者啊，属灵的人都认为说这本书是还是保罗所写的。
But many Bible scholars still think it's probably written by Apostle Paul.
可是我相信哈，他所以没有这样具名，最主要的一个原因啊，他感觉到是圣灵在带领他写。
I think the reason why the author is not specified in the text is because he believes the Holy Spirit was leading him to write this epistle.
因为这件书哈，真的。很难明白，也很难解释。
Because this book is really not too easy to understand or interpret.
那如果没有圣灵的启示呢，那是不可能的。
Without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, it's impossible.
所以呢，我在这里说哈，就是这本书的作者在圣灵的启示和指引下。
That's why I say here that the author of this book was led and directed by the Holy Spirit.
从头到尾啊，都是把人带到神面前。
From the beginning to the end, fully bringing people into God's presence.
叫人看见那个旧约所预表的一切都在耶稣基督身上应验了，成全了。
Let us see that everything that is everything that is typified in the Old Testament has found its consummation in the person of Jesus Christ.
就是这个作者从头到尾都是把人带到神面前。
From the beginning to the end, this author is bringing people into the presence of God.
叫人看到啊，耶稣基督是一切，又在一切的里面。
Let people see that Jesus Christ is all in all and through all.
也可以这么说哈。
You can also put it this way.
希伯来书它的信息。
The message of Hebrews.
是讲到一个人，不是讲到很多的道理或者律法。
You could say the focus of Hebrews is one person. It doesn't talk too much about a lot of doctrine or law.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
That person is Jesus Christ himself.
我们也可以说哈，基督教不是一个宗教。
We can also say Christianity is not a religion.
基督教是一个人。
It's a person.
讲一个人。
Talks about a person.
那我们如果把那个基督教三个字把那个教字除掉，这是真正的基督教。
If we take, he's always challenging me. If we take Christianity, well, if you take the anity away, then just Christ, because in Chinese,
Christianity in Chinese means
Christian religion.
The religion of Christ. But if you take the word religion.Take it out of it remains Christ. That's what true Christianity is all about. 那希伯来书就是让我们看到一切都是耶稣基督。
Hebrews' main topic is everything is Christ.
旧约有39卷书。
Old Testament has 33 books.
这39卷书啊，把它综合起来，
these 39 books added together.
它是用影射、预表、启示、预言的方式。
Use types, shadows, allegories, stories.
而所说的呢，就是耶稣基督这一个人。
To express Christ in all these different ways.
前些时候有人送我一本书。
Recently, someone gave me a book.
这本书的这个名字叫做 Christ in Isaiah.
The name of this book is Christ, 基督在以赛亚书。
就是在以赛亚书里面的基督。
在以赛亚 ,OK.
这本书啊，它就是讲到以赛亚书里面所讲的所预言的全部都是讲到耶稣基督。
Details how everything talked about in Isaiah, the prophecies point to Christ.
不仅是哈，以赛亚这一卷书，旧约一共有39卷书啊，都是我刚才说过，用间接的方式、影射的方式、预表的方式来讲到耶稣基督。
Not only that, but all the Old Testament books, all 39, some direct, some indirect, through different means and ways, are pointing to Christ.
希伯来书更是这样。
How much more is the book of Hebrews?
虽然希伯来书哈有很多地方都是解释哈旧约。
Though so many places Hebrews is explaining the Old Testament.
旧约的律法，旧约的帐幕。
The Old Testament law, the Old Testament covenant.
旧约的圣殿。
Tabernacle, the holy temple.
还有圣殿里面的第一道幔子，第二道幔子。
The first veil, the second veil.
那个圣所，第一道幔子就是圣所，第二道幔子就是至圣所。
First veil, the holy place, then the holy of holies, the second veil.
圣所里面所有的东西。
Everything in the holy place.
比如在圣所里面呢，有灯台，有桌子，有陈设饼。
Like the lampstand, the showbread table, and the incense altar,
the showbread. 然后。在至圣所里面就讲到有金香炉。
And then in the Holy of Holies, there's the incense altar.
讲到金香炉。
Incense fragrance.
讲到陈玛纳的金罐。
There's the hidden manna in the pot.
还有呢，那个亚伦呐所发过芽的杖。
And there's also the budding rod of Aaron.
还有就是那个施恩的宝座，月柜，月板。
The throne of grace, and there's the ark of covenant, and this, yeah.
这些我们读的时候很难明白。
This is not very easy to understand all these items.
其实每一件事都是告诉我们耶稣基督的某一方面。
But all these items are pointing to one aspect of Jesus Christ.
所以到了新约。
So when we come to New Testament,
如果我们要是把希伯来书哈，就是用很简单的一句话把它这样综合一下。
So if we want to summarize Hebrews in one word,
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
或者说，耶稣基督是一切又在一切的里面。
Jesus Christ is all and in all.
那到了希伯来书最后一章第十三章第八节的时候。
So when you come to the last chapter of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8.
也可以说一句话包括了全本的书。
We could say it's like a summary of the whole book.
那就是说，耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
And it says, Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever is the same.
因为从第一章开始就说到啊，他是神，他的宝座是永永远远的。
Because from chapter 1 it says, He is God and His throne is established forever.
他的政权是正直的。
And His throne is righteous.
他立了地的根基，他也创造了天。
He laid the foundations of the heaven and the earth.
他说天地啊会改变。
Heaven and earth will fade away.
好像一件衣服啊渐渐的会旧了。
Like a garment rolled up.
然后就卷起来就扔掉了。
And then thrown away.
可是唯有耶稣基督永远不改变。
But you are the same and your years will not fail.
换句话说，他让我们知道我们所信的这一位。
He's letting us know that the one in whom we believe,
他是从永远到永远,
He's from forever and ever.
旧约是他, 新约也是他。
Old Testament is Him, the New Testament is Him.
旧约是间接地说到他, 新约是直接地讲到他。
Old Testament speaks of Him indirectly, the New Testament speaks of Him directly.
所以希伯来书一开始就说,
So from the beginning of Hebrews we see,
在古时神多次多方地借着先知来晓谕啊。
So the very first verse of Hebrews is God at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets.
可是在这末世呢，他就借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
But has in these last days spoken and revealed to us by his son.
晓谕我们就是向我们说话，要我们知道。
He has spoken to us in his son, revealed himself to us through his son.
所谓他借着他的儿子晓谕我们
What does it mean this, that he has spoken to us by his son?
不是单单借着他的儿子的口来说话
Not only through the spoken language of Jesus
乃是借着他的儿子耶稣基督各方面他所做所为所事来向我们说话
He has spoken to us not only what Jesus said but who he is and all that he has done
这就是他在末世的时候他要借着他的儿子向我们说话的意思。
This is his work that the Son is doing in us in these last days.
如果我们在神面前呢，花更多的时间等候他。
If we spend much more time waiting in his presence.
而且有一个受教的心。
And we have a teachable spirit.
我们肯耐心地等候他。
We are willing to patiently wait for him.
有一个渴慕更多认识他，更多爱他的心。
We have a desire to love him and know him much more.
好像在安静等候的时候啊
in our waiting time,
有一种受教的心态
that we would have a teachable spirit and a heart before the Lord.
一种渴望受教的心态
is a desire to be taught by him.
然后圣灵啊就会啊一点一点的将耶稣基督启示在我们的里面。
Then the Holy Spirit bit by bit reveals Jesus Christ in us.
当我们这样安静坐在耶稣的脚前的时候
，As we are quietly at the feet of Jesus，
我们多半人都是在寻找感觉，等候感觉。
So many of us are looking for a feeling.
好，来亲近主后，一定有很好的感觉，有一种特别的感觉。
Like as I draw near to God, I want some special feeling.
其实。那个是我们天然人的一种很自然的一种的要求。
This is a very natural inclination and desire.
实际上哈，当我们这样安静等候在神面前的时候
，Actually, as we quietly wait on God in this manner,
有一个渴望更多认识他的心。
We have a greater desire for Him.
也有一个受教的心。
And we want a teachable heart.
而且我们能够专心在等候。
And we can concentratedly wait upon Him.
而且我们的灵里面呢也比较敏锐
and our spirit is so sensitive
我们越能够专注在耶稣身上越容易受教
the more we can completely focus upon Jesus Christ the more we can be taught by him
当我们这样啊这样安静等候在神面前的时候
as we wait before him in this way
圣灵就会将耶稣基督一点一点的启示在我们的里面
the Holy Spirit will reveal more and more of Christ in us
这就是希伯来书第一章所说的神在这个末世呢是借着他的儿子向我们说话的意思
this is what it means that in these last days God has spoken to us by his son
所谓神借着他的儿子向我们说话
that God has used his son to speak to us
另外一个意思呢他要将他的儿子启示在我们的里面
another meaning is that he would reveal his son within us
他让我们能够更多认识他的儿子
that we could know his son more
因为神的话就是神内心的一种表达
because the word of God is an expression of God's very heart
而且他要表达出来的就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And what does he want to express? His son, Jesus Christ.
那么我们也可以说哈，他差遣耶稣基督来到世界上。
So we could say he sent Jesus Christ to this earth, his son.
就是要表达他的内心。
To express his heart.
表达他的爱。
His love.
他的心意。
His heart's desire.
他对我们的爱。
His love towards us.
对人类的救赎。
His desire, salvation.
他的计划。
His plan
都在他的儿子的里面
are all wrapped up in Jesus Christ.
我们越认识他的儿子耶稣基督
The more we know Jesus,
我们就 越明白哈神的心意。
Nor we know God's heart's desire.
所以，当我们这样安静等候的时候
，As we wait in this way before God，
也就是神向我们说话，向我们启示他儿子的时候。
This is the time that God speaks to us and reveals His Son within us.
当他的儿子耶稣的启示在我们里面的时候
，As His Son is revealed in us，
这种启示呢，就是一种得着他。
This kind of revelation is gaining him, possessing him.
这是一种灵里面的得着。
This is a kind of a spiritual possession in the spirit.
这就是我们更多的认识他。
This is what it means to know him more.
我一再地提到。
I continually emphasize.
认识神就是得着神。
To know him is to possess him.
得着神呢，就是拥有神。
To possess him is to gain him.
To know him is...Gaining him,
okay, to gain him,
and gaining him is possessing him. And when you possess God, you would realize how rich you are, living on the face of the earth. 这个你要翻中文
啊？我以为你自己翻。Okay, 再来。So, 认识他就是得着他，得着他就是拥有他，拥有他就是变成一个很灵里很富有一个人，你就知道你在这个世界是多么一个富裕的有神同在一个基督徒。
好 ，Thank you。昨天上午我们差不多有100位到这个陶人之家的这个大的教会。
Yesterday morning, we had almost over 100 brothers and sisters attend this mega church called Potter's House.
我们都知道昨天这位牧师所讲的哈，就是财富丰富，是不是？
We know that yesterday the main message of this pastor is wealth and health, great wealth and health.
神怎么样祝福他
？How God richly blessed this pastor, elder.
而且有一次，人家承受了一笔的产业呢，就转让给他，有$10 billion $1 billion.
So he talks about how he suddenly came upon some inheritance, and it came to him somehow, and it was like over $1 billion he got just like that.
好多人好兴奋哦。
Oh, that really just stirred up the crowd.
你们去的时候都知道哈。
You were all witnesses.
当然神会做这样事情。
Of course, God will do such a thing.
但是他不是做在每一个人身上。
Sorry. But he can do this, but doesn't mean he's going to do this on every single person.
他照着每一个人不同的情形啊来赐福给我们。
He blesses us in different ways according to our capacity.
那你们上过这个内在生活的课的人就知道。
So those of you who are undergoing this inward life training.
我们在这里所讲的也是富足。
We're also talking about a kind of wealth.
不过我们讲的不是外在的富足。
We're not talking about an outward wealth.
乃是内在的富足。
It's an inward wealth.
内在的富足很难啊，用钱数啊来估量的。
Inward wealth, it's hard to put it in numbers.
外在的富足。
Outward wealth.
还是暂时的。
And blessing. It's still temporary.
因为有一天我们离开世界的时候，我们一分钱都带不去。
When we leave the earth, we.
我们离开世界的时候，哈，我们什么都带不去。
We can't take it with us. No matter how much money God blesses you with, you can't take it with you.
Not even a penny.
Not even, 连一分钱，对不起。
神，我相信。
I believe that the Lord.
神会在外面。
He will outwardly.
会祝福他的儿女。
He will outwardly bless his children.
但是神要给我们的，乃是永远的祝福。
Is an eternal blessing.
是永远的财富。
Eternal wealth.
因为他的话很清楚告诉我们。
Because his word clearly tells us.
他说我们所顾念的不是看得见的，乃是看不见的。
Because what we should pay, What we should pay attention to is cannot be seen. It's unseen.
因为看得见的是暂时。
Because that which can be seen is temporal.
看得见都会过去。
Everything that can be seen will pass away.
圣经告诉我们说,
The Bible tells us,
有天啊,这个地球上所有有形质的东西啊,都会被烈火要烧尽。
One day in the Bible it says, this whole earth will pass away in a fury of fire.
甚至啊,天地都要过去。
Heaven and earth will even pass away.
但是神为我们预备的乃是一个新天新地，永远不会过去的。
But God has prepared for us a new heaven and new earth, and that will never pass away.
有义居就在其中。
有义。
Yeah, righteous.
The righteous will dwell therein.
Yeah, 这个所谓的义就是啊，耶稣基督充满在其中。
What is that righteousness? It means that Jesus Christ will fill that place.
神为我们预备的乃是这一个。
The Lord has prepared that place for us.
那困难在哪里呢?
Where is the difficulty?
困难是啊，这是我们看不见的。
The difficult thing is, you can't see this. It's invisible.
人比较容易接受看得见的，摸得着的。
We all like things we can touch and see.
但是，但是就是我们可以用信心来接受。
But we can receive in faith these things.
所以希伯来书哈也实在是讲到一卷信心的书。
So Hebrews, of course, is a book about faith.
昨天晚上哈，我为那个冯家，我特地来为他们临走之前祷告。
Yesterday, before Brother Feng left, I especially prayed for them.
我问他们每一个人在这一个礼拜聚会当中有得着没有。
I asked them, what did you gain through this last week?
他们每一个人都有得着。
They all said they gained much.
他三个孩子都有得着。
Oh, the Feng family, he's asking the Feng family, and every one of them, even, they have three kids, they all gained something.
这个他的儿子 Joseph 就说,
And Joseph Feng said, 15-year-old boy,
他说对他最有帮助的。
He said what was the greatest help to him.
就是以后享受神的同在，不要只是凭感觉。
What helped him the most is in the future when he enjoys God's presence, it's not relying on his feeling.
而是要凭着信心进入神的同在。
But through faith, he has learned he will enter into God's presence.
他要靠着信心这样活在神的同在里面。
He wants to learn to live by faith in God's presence.
这是一个很大的进步。这是一个大跃进。
This is a great leap forward.
That's right, you got it.
Amen. A big improvement.
我就跟他说，我说 Joseph， 你回去以后呢，你再把希伯来书第十一章好好的再读。
So I encouraged him, Joseph, when you go back, spend time meditating on Hebrews 11.
我说那些人呢，都是凭着信心。与神同行同在的人。
Every one of those people lived a life of faith with God.
如果你
walked with God.
如果你一生能够像他们，那你就好了。
If you can be like them your whole lifetime,
而且我们每一个人呢，都应该像希伯来书啊，是一张那些啊那些见证人，真的像云彩一样的围绕着我们。
We should be like those heroes of faith in 11, that those witnesses who surround us.In the heavens.
好，我们再花一点时间再继续看下去哈。
Okay, let's spend a little time now to read in this book.
这个我们刚才读的那个第一段那个中间哈，就是耶稣在十字架上，他曾经说成了。
So as we continue here, Jesus said, "It is finished" on the cross.
就是说，救赎人类的工作。完成了。
It means the work of salvation has been accomplished.
神所就是说人所需要的一切。
What man needs, everything that man needs.
耶稣都做成了。
Jesus Christ has accomplished.
这个耶稣在十字架上哈断气之间所讲的这一句话只有两个字。
Before Jesus Christ gasped his last breath on the cross, he said these two words.
但是这两个字的意义。
These two words, two words, the meaning is.
也可以说包括全部的圣经。
It includes the whole Bible.
成了，完成了。
It is finished.
在希伯来书第四章里头有讲到啊，神 用六天的时间创造天地。
Hebrews 4, it talks about how God created the whole earth in 6 days.
然后到第七天就安息了。
And then in the seventh day, he rested from his work.
他那里讲说，我们也要进入这个安息。
Then he talked about how we also need to enter into his rest.
而且说到我们要竭力的进入安息。
He talks about how we need to make every effort to enter into this rest.
那第四章同时也有一些警告。
But chapter 4 also has some warning.
就是说啊，有一些人没有进入安息。
Some did not enter into this rest.
尤其是在这个旧约哈，那个以色列人从埃及出来以后，
especially those Israelites who had left Egypt，
而且他们没有进入安息的那个最主要的原因，
what's the main reason why they failed to enter into rest，
就是因为他们不相信，
they lacked faith， they did not believe，
他们没有信从，
they did not believe and obey。
虽然他们多次听到了摩西从神那里所领受的话，
though so many times they heard God speak through the servant Moses，
但是他们没有相信，
but they failed to believe。
那个希伯来的说法就说他们所听见的道没有跟他们的信心啊调和在一起。
Hebrew says they failed to mix their word with faith。
我相信今天也是同样的情形。
I believe today we have the same problem. When we hear these words,
我们信,
we believe,
我们就会进入,
we will enter in.
我们信, 我们就会去做,
we believe we will do.
但是如果我们没有信,
but if we lack faith,
我们也会跟那些以色列人一样的, 不会进入神的安息。
Like the Israelites, we will also fail to enter into God's rest.
而且神神说他是在怒中启示说他们断不可进入我的安息。
And the Lord in anger said, they'll never enter into my rest.
为什么那里说神在怒中呢？
So why did they say God in his wrath said this?
就是说神他为他的儿女预备都是最好的。
Because the Lord has prepared the best for his children.
保罗说神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，也是人心未曾想到的。
The Lord has said that what he has prepared for those who love him, eye hath not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has even entered into the heart of man.
神把他们从埃及地啊这样带出来。
As God delivered his children from Egypt.
他最高的心意啊要带他们进入那个迦南美地。
Of course, the destination was the land of Canaan, the good land.
那个迦南美地呢，就是预表在耶稣基督里面的那个丰盛。
The good land of Canaan represents all the riches in Jesus Christ.
也可以说我们这一次特会的那个主题啊，就是更深进入神同在与丰盛。
And just like our theme this time, to enter more into the presence and fullness of God.
也就是旧约所说的那个进入迦南美地的意思。
That is what it means to enter into the good land of Canaan.
可是那些以色列人虽然多次的听到神的话，
though those Israelites heard the word of God again and again,
但是他们不相信，
but they failed to believe.
他们悖逆，
they were rebellious.
他们呢，多次的发怨言，
complain.
甚至到后来呢，就宁肯呢叫亚伦呢哈，这样去造一个看得见的那个金牛犊来拜。
So as we know, at the end, they asked Aaron to create a visible golden calf for them to worship.
而离弃了那个永生神的神。
And forsake the eternal living God.
我相信今天也是同样的情形。
Today is no different.
什么样的人才能够进入这个安息呢？
What kind of person can enter into God's rest?
乃是听见了这个道。
Those who have heard the word.
你信从。
You believe and obey.
相信而去这样去做。
Trust and obey and do it.
你一定会进入这个安息。
You will definitely enter into his rest.
我真的可以担保说，如果你真的去操练这个安静等候神。
I guarantee you that if you practice this entering into his rest, waiting on God,
照着书里面所说的，
as the book says,
我保证你一定会进入神的安息。
I guarantee you, if you practice waiting on God in this way, you will enter into God's rest.
但是如果你不去做，
but if you don't practice this,
那就是因为你不相信，
means you don't believe it.
因为这是神的应许，
because this is God's promise.
去做的人都进入了，
that all who did it will enter in.
所以在第四章呢，你就讲到。
So chapter 4 it talks about.
他说呢，信的人就进入了安息。
Those with faith enter in.
而不信的人呢，不但不能进入呢，而且引起神的愤怒。
Those with disbelief, you not only not enter in, but you will have the wrath of God upon you. Because how this grieves God. He gives you such a wonderful portion and you reject it. He says you'll never enter in because of this. Today is the same. So you must pay attention to the Lord's word.
希伯来书第二章就说，我们应当越发的郑重的要留心听神的道。
So Hebrews 2 says, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard.
免得我们随流失去。
Lest we drift away.
就是免得我们呢没有抓住那个最宝贵的。
Lest we do not take hold of that which is most precious.
当然，那就是耶稣基督。
Of course, that is Jesus Christ.
因为这个安息就是耶稣基督所带来的。
Because this rest is that which Christ brings.
因为他就是安息日的主。
Because he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
那个意思就是说，他就是我们的安息。
That means he is our rest.
所以在第四章啊，讲到神创造六天呢，创造了天地，完了以后，第七天他就安息了。
So chapter 4 says after he had created the world 6 days, and the seventh day he rested from his works.
这句话属灵的意思是什么呢？
What is the spiritual significance of this word?
属灵的意思就是告诉我们，
The spiritual meaning is
创造天地的工神已经做好了。
That God had already completed the work of heavens and earth.
就是人类的工神也做好了。
And God has already accomplished the salvation of man.
所以他安息了。
So he's at rest.
但是呢，我们这些人因为我们信不来，信得不够，所以我们还没有进入神所为我们所完成的这一切的创造。
But since our faith is so lacking, we have not entered into all that God has accomplished for us.
天地万物神都造好了。
God has created all the heavens and the earth.
我们所需要的，无论是空气也好，是菜蔬也好，是水果也好，或者是海里面的动物也好，陆地上的动物也好，都是神所造的。
What we need, all the various facets of God's creation, water, air, all these animals, everything we need, God has already created for us.
这些都是为着我们享受的。
All for our enjoyment.
我们今天所谓去花钱去买来哈，乃是啊付一些那些人工啊，别人把它屠宰呀、啊，把它收成啊，我们是付这些工钱把这样的买来。
Today the things that we buy, purchase for ourselves, these are things we use with money to buy for ourselves.
这些神都造好了。
But these God have already created.
就是叫我们来享受。
The whole creation. So for us, for our enjoyment, God has created these things.
今天有的人会享受这个大自然。
Some people do know how to enjoy nature.
那么有的人也不会欣赏大自然。
And some people do not know how to enjoy nature.
虽然这个大自然神已经造好了，非常的美。
So God has created this beautiful world for us.
可他不会，他还没有进入这个享受的阶段。
They don't know what it means to enjoy God's wonderful creation.
这是一个物质方面神所造好的。
This is from a material.
属灵方面就是。神的救恩啊，他都为我们做好了。
From the spiritual angle, the salvation of God, all His works, He's accomplished for us already.
耶稣基督在十字架上说成了。
When Jesus Christ said it is finished on the cross.
那个意思说，主耶稣所成就的救恩啊，我们都可以来享受。
It's saying everything accomplished in the salvation of Christ is for our enjoyment.
我们如果懂得怎么享受的话，
If we understand how to enjoy that,
我们就进入这个安息。
Then we enter into rest.
或者说进入安息的意思就是叫我们来享受主耶稣所为我们成就的一切。
Or you can say entering into rest can be defined as entering into all that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us.
Amen.
Amen.
要享受主所为我们成就的一切。
Oh, how much we need to enjoy everything that God has accomplished for us.
我们所需要的。
What we need.
我们所需要的爱。
The love we need.
耶稣基督来就是要让我们能够进入这个爱。
Jesus Christ come to Let us enjoy that love.
我们所需要的平安,
the peace we need,
心灵的平安,
inward peace,
内心的满足,
inward satisfaction,
我们在基督里面可以得到,
we can gain in Christ,
我们所需要的能力,
the strength we need,
在耶稣基督里面可以得到,
found in Christ,
尤其要那个不犯罪的能力,
especially the power to overcome sin.
在这个世界上能够胜过这些引诱的能力
Those who can overcome the temptations in this world
都在耶稣基督的里面
It's all in Christ
主耶稣说成了就是说我们一切所需要的他都为我们做成了
So when Jesus Christ said it is finished it means all that we need was accomplished in Christ
如果我们还没有进入这个耶稣基督的丰盛里面
If we have not yet entered into the fullness of Christ
来享受他所为我们成就的这一切
To enter into all that he has accomplished for us
只有一个原因
There's only one reason
就是我们不信
Lack of faith
我们没有信从
We don't trust and obey
就像当初以色列人没有信从一样
Just like the Israelites,
old. And
we know that that generation all died in the wilderness.
只有两个人
Only two.
是大有信心的
Had great faith.
一个是加勒，还一个是约书亚
Caleb and Joshua.
他们就是有信心啊
They had faith.
他们去窥探那个迦南地的时候
As they spied the Canaan land.
虽然呢，看到啊，里面有巨人呢，好像很厉害啊，哈，他们没有怕。
As they saw a land full of giants, they were not filled with fear.
摩西打发了十二个探子去探那个窥探那个迦南地。
We know Moses sent 12 spies to the land.
十个回来啊，都是要报恶信。
10 with a bad report.
都是讲消极的话。
Negative report.
这两个人回来就讲信心的话，讲积极的话。
But these two come back with a positive report, with a report of faith.
所以圣经告诉我们说，那一代人呢，都倒闭在旷野。
So that's why that first generation all died in the wilderness.
因为他们都不相信。
None of them believe.
但是这两个相信的。
But these two believe.
他们进去。
So they entered in.
神说他们是有另外心智的。
So the Bible says they had a wholly different spirit.
所以希伯来书第二章一开始就告诉我们说我们应当越发郑重所听见的道理。
So again, Hebrews 2 says we need to make earnest heed to things we have heard.
免得我们随流失去。
Lest we drift away.
我们太容易随流失去了。
So easy for us to drift away.
尤其这个世界上的潮流。
Especially the tide of
好多的事情非常吸引我们的。
Too many things draw our hearts.
包括在基督教里面，在教会的里面。
Including so much church activity.
很容易吸引我们的。
Very easy to draw our hearts.
让我们的眼目啊，不知不觉的从耶稣的身上这样转移了。
Unconsciously, we're not focused on Jesus Christ anymore.
让我们的手啊，本来应该要抓住耶稣，抓得紧紧的，忽然就去抓别的东西了。
Like we, our hands should grab hold of Christ, cling to Him. Yet suddenly, we find ourselves letting go.
所以第二章他说，我们如果忽略这么大的救恩，这么那个。
So chapter 2 says, how shall we escape if we know like so great a salvation?
这个陶醉啊，这个陶醉就是啊，你忽略了这个这么大的救恩所带来的那个后果。
The escape is neglecting so great a salvation. There will be consequences.
今天如果做基督徒啊，你做得很苦。
If you are really having a hard time as a Christian,
就是你忽略了主耶稣所成就的这么大的救恩。
That indicates that you have neglected such a great salvation accomplished.
你没有好好的来追求。
By Jesus Christ, you're not pursuing hard enough.
你没有注重你跟耶稣基督那个个人的关系。
You are not paying enough attention to your personal relationship with Jesus.
你注重了很多外面的事情。
You're looking at so many outward things.
有的时候我觉得哈，人好像把教会啊当做一种事业来经营。
Sometimes I feel like the church is like running a business.
当做一种企业。
Like an enterprise.
好像呢，我要发展的越快，我做的越成功，我就越好。
Like I'm going to build up some corporation. The faster, the bigger, the better.
而忽略了教会。乃是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
But we've neglected that that the church is the body of Christ and is the fullness of the Godhead who fills all in all.
教会的内容应该是充满了耶稣基督的丰盛。
The content of Jesus Christ, the content of the church should be full of Jesus Christ.
每个人都应该很享受、很满足的才对。
Everybody should be happy and enjoying. That's the normal situation in the church.
我们当中有不少牧者。
In our midst, there are many pastors and shepherds.
真的我们要在神面前看一看啊，就是你牧养的教会，你在做一些什么。
You really need to evaluate what are you doing in your church? What are you pastoring? What is it all about?
是不是带人进入这种安息？
Are you bringing people into this rest?
神一切造物的工作都做好了。
God has accomplished the work of creation.
耶稣基督一切救赎的工作都做好了。
Jesus Christ has accomplished the work of salvation.
神安息了。
God is at rest.
意思就是我们也要进入这个安息。
Which means now it's our turn.
可是我们还没有进入。
But we are not there yet.
你怎么知道你有没有进入呢？
How do you know if you've entered in?
那就是你满足了没有？
Are you content?
你是不是啊，天天享受神的同在？
Are you constantly enjoying God's presence?
你享受耶稣基督那个救恩的快乐？
Are you enjoying the joy of salvation found in Jesus Christ?
主耶稣为我们真是付出这么大的代价。
Oh, the Lord Jesus paid what a price he paid for us.
如果我们再忽略的话，
If we neglect this,
我们多么亏欠神。
How much we shortchange God.
我们多么亏负他向着我们这样的一个大恩，还有这么伟大的爱。
How much we shortchange God, such a great love he poured out for us.
我再说，我们这样的训练，
I want to say again, this kind of training.
不是训练你在外面要做什么。
We don't train you how to do something outwardly.
乃是训练你如何进入神的同在和他的丰盛。
We train you how to enter into the rest and the fullness of God's presence.
以至于能够享受他的安息。
So you can continually enjoy his rest.
我希望我们这一个礼拜能够多花一点时间安静在神的面前。
I hope this week we can spend much more time quiet in God's presence.
我们需要有更多的时间要安静在神的面前。
We need to spend much, much more time quiet in God's presence.
我今天跟弟兄姐妹所讲的。
Today what I have shared with you, brothers and sisters.
这是我四十多年来所体验的。
This is from my 40 years of experience.
如果你相信，你一定会进入神的安息。
If you believe, you will truly enter into God's rest.
进入神的安息就是进入神的丰盛，享受神的丰盛。
Entering into God's rest is to enter and fully enjoy His fullness.
可是，你必须要来到神面前。
But you have to come before God's presence.
好像你如果需要钱，你必须要到一个有钱的跟前，有钱的人跟前来。
It's like if you need money, you better go to someone with lots of money.
比如你饿了，你一定要到一个能够供应你饭食的人这里来。
If you're hungry, you better go to someone who can make food for you.
哦，神说，我的百姓啊，行了两件恶事。
You know, God says, my people have committed two.
我现在引用耶利米书第二章的话。
I'm talking about Jeremiah.
我的百姓行了两件恶事。
My people have committed two great sins.
第一就是他们离弃了我这个活水的泉源。
Number one, they have forsaken me. I am the living water.
The fountain of living water.
The fountain of living water.
这意思说，他是我们永无止境的供应的源头。
That means he is the fountain. Endless
source of all our supply.
Amen.
第二件呢，就是啊，他们为自己啊凿出一个池子。
And the second thing is they have hewn unto themselves cisterns, broken cisterns.
而这个池子是个破裂的，是不能够储水的池子。
Broken cistern.
换一句话
cannot hold water.
换一句话说，我的百姓，我那么爱，我为他们预备的一切。他们都可以到我这里来享受。
In other words, my people, I prepared everything for you guys to enjoy.
他们可以依靠我那个解决他们一切的问题。
They can rely on me as a solution to all their problems.
他们不但离弃了我。
Not only have they forsaken me.
不接受我所为他们预备的。
And forsaken what I have prepared for them.
他们用自己的方法。
They use their own methods.
要来满足他们的需要。
To satisfy their needs, to meet their needs.
It does not work.
这个不行。
It will never work.
这个路永远不行。
我们如果离弃神的话，
If we forsake God,
诗篇十六篇很清楚告诉我们，凡是以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦就必加增。
So Psalm 16 says, those who seek after another God, surely their sorrows will multiply. Amen.
你们不要想。
Psalm 16:4.
我已经可以说在这个世界上也是打滚了，滚了三十几年。
You could say that in this world I've already hung out. I've already spent about
fool around for over 30 years.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. He's already fooled around in this world for about over 30 years.
我前后我做过的工作差不多有14、15个不同的工作。
I've probably done about 14 or 15 different kinds of jobs.
我最后找到了一个工作。
My final job
就是我现在这个工作。
Is the job I'm doing right now.
这个工作是最快乐的工作。
This is the happiest job
in the world. 最叫我满足的工作。
The most satisfying job in the world.
叫我最有享受的工作。
The most enjoyable job in the world.
但是呢，也是啊，没有薪水的工作。
No salary. Poorest job in the world.
好像有一次我在一个营地看到墙上贴了这么一句话。
As if I saw in a...
在一个营地 ,a camp.
You saw something?
墙上有一句话。
Oh, as like in a camp, I saw some words on the wall.
他说 ,serving the Lord does not pay well.
服侍神服侍神没有钱，
没有很好的收入，
没有很好的收入。
But the reward
不会发财
is out of this world.
可是这个奖赏是超过这个世界的。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
只有一个人拍手。
不会拍手。Oh, only one person clapped their hand. Now everybody's clapping.
Oh, 那个赏赐真的是。
Oh, that reward.
不是这个世界所能够给我。
It's not what the world can give us.
不要想，不要想，你们那些还没有结婚的人。
Don't think about you singles out there.
你不要以为说我只要一结婚，一切问题都解决了。
Amen. Don't think that once you're married, all your problems will be solved.
如果你是娶的是嫁的是嫁错了娶错了。
If you marry the wrong person,
那你比你现在更痛苦。
You'll be more miserable than you are right now.
不要受撒旦的欺骗。
Don't be deceived by the enemy.
也不要受你自己的欺骗。
Don't be deceived by yourself.
不要受你自己啊那个肉体的欺骗。
Don't be deceived by your fleshly desire.
我如果跟这个人结婚，那就是一切问题都解决了。
Oh, if I marry that person, then I'm in heaven.
你不知道那个也许更痛苦。
You don't know, you'll be more miserable.
要不然的话，今天不会有那么多离婚的事情的。
Otherwise, why are there so much divorce?
但是如果你跟主耶稣结婚
Hey, if you marry Jesus,
你永远是快乐的
You'll always be happy.
我的意思说你要注重你跟耶稣的关系耶稣的爱情
So my point is pay attention to your relationship your love relationship with Jesus Christ.
常常等候他
Wait on him
跟神进到他同在里头
Enter into his presence.
跟神进到他的丰盛的里面
Enter into his fullness.
我告诉你你也会过得越来越快乐
Let me tell you, you'll be more and more happy.
这就是我四十多年来的经验。
These are my 40 years experience.
让我像希伯来书这个作者所说的。
Like Hebrews, let us do.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
As he says, let us often look away unto Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
因为 耶稣基督昨日一到今日直到永远都是不改变的。
Is Jesus Christ yesterday, today and forever is always the same.
在这一个礼拜里面，希望我们在这一方面呢多接受一点训练。
In this week, may we get trained in this area much more.
这是一种内在的训练。
This is an inward life training.
心灵的训练。
Heart training.
这也是啊，训练我们怎么样跟神的关系更好。
Also train us to improve our relationship with God.
训练我们更多能够活在神的同在里。
How to live much more in His presence.
你就发现，你真的，你的人生啊，就那真的是满足了。
You will discover you'll truly be satisfied in your life, truly content.
而且你能够还有多余的可以啊分给别人。
And not only that, you will have something to give to others.
我们这些做牧师的、做传道的
The preachers and the pastors here.
你要知道哈，我们真正人能够满足的，乃是你传递耶稣基督的生命。
Don't you know what will satisfy you?
The life of Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah. Well,
传递 you know, you
what will make you truly satisfied is that right? Yeah, is the outflow of the life of Christ from within you.
如果你传递知识的话
if you just pass on knowledge,
人不会满足的
you can't satisfy anybody.
因为今天哈是一个知识爆炸的时代
Don't you know today is an information explosion age?
人所需要的知识在电脑上、网络上都可以找得到
Don't you know?Anything you can find on the internet today.
你要去传的话，那是千分万分之一。
If it's just knowledge, it's nothing.
但是呢，缺少生命。
But lacking life.
在今天的教会里面，缺少耶稣基督生命的流露。
What is most lacking in the church today is the outflow of the life of Jesus Christ.
你只有传递生命。
You must preach life.
才能够解决人的问题
transmit life
才能改变人的生命
the only solution to your problem and their problem
人家才能够过得一个满足的生活
and then they will have a satisfying life
不是钱的问题
it's not a matter of money
昨天我们听到那个牧师说这个世界上有好几百个有 billionaires、有几千个 millionaires 这样
The preacher yesterday was saying there's hundreds billionaires, millionaires in this world
可是你问他们满足吗
Are you ask them, are they happy? Are they satisfied?
而且这个牧师有一点讲得很好。
I think one thing this preacher said was very good.
在这些哈富这些富翁的里面
，among these millionaires，
难得有一个是高举耶稣基督的名字。
Oh, how few is there one who lifts up the name of Jesus?
所以神要兴起一些财主来。
So he said the Lord needs to raise up those rich ones in the church.
是真的是高举耶稣基督的名字。
That will lift up Jesus Christ.
Amen.要知道，我提一提，就是我们能够办这样一个特会。
You know that we can have such a gathering, a conference.
而且，很多的牧师传道人可能得到一点哈旅费的补助。
We know many of us, the pastors and church workers have been helped financially.
那是因为神兴起了一些有力量的基督徒。
Because God raised up some, with some means among us.
他们是用他们的钱来促进神的国度的来临。
They have supported the kingdom of God with their financial backing.
他们是高举耶稣基督的名字。
They have raised up the name of Jesus Christ.
而且不愿意自己出名。
And they don't want to be known either.
不是像世界上有的捐了钱了他的名字就把他刻在墙上或者什么。
Not like in the world, if you contribute much, your name will be plastered on the building.
当然我们要求神兴起更多属灵的富翁来。
But what we really need is that the Lord will raise up many more spiritually rich people.
就是有丰盛生命的。神的仆人、使女，还有爱主的弟兄和姐妹。
Those with such a fullness of life in our midst, we need God to raise up.
这就是为什么我们要办这个内在生活的训练和特会最主要的原因。
This is the main purpose for this inward life.
所以每当我们听说弟兄姐妹的生命改变的时候
，Every time we hear of a life changed,
尤其是他们这样安静等候神。
Especially as they wait upon God.
神就领导他们。
How God comes to them.
每次我们听到这样生命改变见证的时候
When we hear testimonies of such life change.
哦，那是我们最快乐、最满足的时候。
Oh, that's when we are so happy, so satisfied.
我们还有一点时间。
We have a little time left here.
我们要听一位见证。
Oh, we're here to listen to a testimony.
这次啊，从台湾来的。
It's somebody from Taiwan.
南部来的哈，有一位。
From the south.
年长的姐妹。
An older sister.
啊，她七十多岁，但是她信主只有三年。
She's over 70, yet she only believed in the Lord for 3 years.
可是她就是这样很简单操练安静等候神。
But she just simple faith waiting on God.
我们要听她说操练安静等候神以后发生了一些事情。
Let's hear her experience of practice waiting on God.
那这位姐妹张老姐妹在我们当中。
This elder sister Chang is in our midst.
不，她是讲那个台语的。他是讲国语讲台语啊。
Okay, she speaks Taiwanese.
那么需要有人从台语翻国语，然后国语要翻英语。
So she speaks Taiwanese, so we need a Taiwanese person, we need a Chinese interpreter, and then.
Do you understand Taiwanese?
No, 听不懂。
请你来。
No.
对，
所以翻。So we're gonna go from Thai. I'm sorry. We're gonna go from Taiwanese to Mandarin to English.
在哪一个呀？
是感谢神，咱会当来到这个美国吼，是感谢神大娘，还是周牧师感谢伊，予我来到这，我永远都会来。
真是感谢神哈，是因为上帝的恩典，还有周牧师的帮助，所以我们可以来到美国这个地方。
Praise the Lord! I really want to thank. Praise the Lord! I want to thank the Lord because of. Pastor Chow's help and that I can come to America to participate in this conference. For someone at my age, I'm illiterate. I can't really read, and my Mandarin's not even very good.
感谢主啦，
感谢神。
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord.
要到七十岁才信耶稣。
我快要七十岁才信耶稣。
I'm about 70 years old. I believed in the Lord.
我当时是要信耶稣嘛，真烦恼呢。讲啊，都爱读圣经，啊都爱去教会，啊都爱祈祷，啊这唔知要安怎。
我当时信耶稣的时候，我有一些的担心，因为要读圣经，要去教会，然后之类的。
I was concerned about believing in Jesus because then I have to read the Bible, I have to go to church, I have to do this and that.
啊，到我要洗礼时啦，吼，我就想讲。
当我要洗礼的时候
，When I was about to get baptized，
我一个师母哈，啊那个吴师母在教我讲啊，洗礼都爱读约翰圣经
啦。就是要洗礼的时候要读约翰福音。
Before I was baptized, I was reading Gospel John。
啊，佮洗了的时，我就想讲，吼，拢是有牧师啦，吼，五个牧师有在教迄个做查经，啊，我就去遐读，啊，师母就教我教。
当我受浸完之后，我继续学习圣经。
After I was baptized, I continued to study the Bible.
啊，后来就是周牧师去台湾，阮的教会。
周金海牧师曾经到我们在台南的教会浸信会恩慈堂。
啊，就改变一本。
Pastor Chow went to the Tainan conference. Visited my church, the church there in Tainan.
啊，我的媳妇就改变一本安静等候神。
我的媳妇就帮我买了一本《安静等候神》。
啊，迄当中我是无啥会晓看。
我的媳妇。
买
My son-in-law purchased a copy of the Waiting on God book for me. Practice Waiting on God.
我是不太能够看那一本书，可是我一拿起那一本书的时候，觉得很精彩，很好。
You know, I can't really understand this book, but somehow when I pick up this book, I just feel this is a very excellent book.
我就感觉讲有一个那种像足好个安尼，在我的心上安尼，
好像有一个很好的东西在我的里面，在我的心里里面。
It's like I feel like this is truly a treasure in my heart.
后来吼，就圣灵点点都安尼，一讲安尼摇摇，我想，哎，到底我是个地当呀？
圣灵常常就是把我摇起来，好像在地震一样，就是其实他是常被摇起来祷告的人。
And then very mysterious, the Holy Spirit would just kind of like wake me up, almost like just wake me up in the middle of the night and stir me up.
我就差不多，我这个人吼，差不多暗头啊就困，三点、四点、五点，我就起来操练、安静、单身。
我是很早睡，然后三点、四点、五点，我就会起来安静等候神这样。
So I would sleep very early and get up like 3-4 a.m. and practice waiting upon God.
等候了半暝，都有迄个声，咱讲安尼讲什么方言，然后就安尼七七叉叉，直直讲，直直讲，迄我都唔知影就对了。
等候神的过程里面，半夜的时候，就会说方起来说方言。
In the practice of waiting upon God, in the middle of the night, I would get up and speak in tongues.
我在祷告的时候就会唱灵歌。
And even in the midst of prayers, I would break out in song, spiritual songs.
我的媳妇就告诉我说，你一定要看朱牧师那一本书，而且要非常认真的看学习。
And my son-in-law said you must carefully read Pastor Chow's book and to learn much through it.
我就直直甲看，直直甲看，看到迄本看了，
我就一直看，把它看完了。
Well, I just persevered and read and read, and I finally finished it.
我唔捌理性灵，就
我其实不太懂得字哈，我不太会看，可是圣灵就帮助我，一直教导我、启示我，我就一直看的时候，就越喜欢看，就一直看。
So I didn't really understand it, but I just persevered, and I, you know, there's some characters I didn't get, but I just, you know, got through it, and then the Holy Spirit like just helped me get through it.Right, because she's illiterate. Basically, she's illiterate. So I guess she's Holy Spirit taught to read the book. It's a miracle.
第二次
做牧师来台湾的时候，我就去参加。
Pastor Chow came to Taiwan. I also participated in the conference.
他又出了一本基督徒的内在生活。
And then he produced this book.
我就每天看。Every day, 每天看。
Every day she read this book, The Inward Christian Life.
我每天看的时候就看着笑眯眯，很快乐这样子。
And now I was just reading it. More I read it, the more I was full with joy.
看了后，到这几年头，这两三年前，都拢改变我的心，无以前我是。
我看了之后，这两三年就改变我的心。我以前不是这样子的人。
So after reading this book, I can truly say in these last 3 years, I have changed. My heart has changed. I'm not this way normally.
这一次感谢神。
Thank the Lord this time.
周牧师吼，会当邀请我们来美国啦。
周牧师可以邀请我们来到美国。
The Pastor Chow can invite me to come to America.
那时候我也是不敢相信。
I couldn't believe it.
我是一个七十几岁的人。
I'm a 70-year-old woman.
我是变来美国。
我怎么来能够来到美国呢
？I can come to America.
英语也不行。
My English is poor.
看不懂字。
And I'm illiterate, basically. Cannot read.
我媳妇都鼓励我。
我媳妇鼓励我。
My son-in-law encouraged me.
你去没有关系。
Just go.
周牧师是讲国语的，
周牧师是讲国语的。
Pastor Chow speaks Mandarin.
还有人翻译。
And there's translation.
爱讲你虽然国语是不要讲，你说也要听啊。
虽然你国语不能够讲，可是你可以听。
对。
Though you cannot speak Chinese very well, but you can listen to Chinese.
啊，我就勇敢的过来。
我就勇敢的来了。
So then I came with boldness.
感谢主了哈。
Thank the Lord.
第一教义就是坐飞机来到家。
第一次来坐飞机来到这。
First time I took airplane, I saw here. I saw Pastor Chow here.
他说张妈妈，然后跟我握手。
He said, "Oh, Sister Chang," and she
read. 我的眼泪就开始流下来，我就好感动。
And then I started to cry, and I was so moved.
啊，我就讲好吼，啊那这个所在了真好，啊个这风景真水。
哇，这个地方为什么这么好？风景这么漂亮。
I said, "Wow, what a beautiful place here."
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
玛莎姐妹。
为
我特别预备了一间房间。
Sister Martha prepared a room just for me.
她本来是要让我自己睡。
Originally I was supposed to sleep by myself.
但是她看到我们教会的姐妹。
She saw some sisters, other sisters.
三个人睡一间这样子。
She saw there's three in a room.
她没办法爬三楼。
One sister could not climb three flights of stairs, so then we invited her to sleep, stay with me.
本来玛莎姐妹是说不要不好。
Martha said, "No, that's not a good situation."
所以透过翻译的姐妹啊，来拜托玛莎姐妹，就是能够来请那位姐妹来跟我一起睡。
So through a translator, told Martha, anyway, to convince that sister to come live with her or stay with her.
而且真心色啦，第二
天。而且很有趣。
And very interesting.
困一暝尔，天蓬的老水
一直。只睡一个晚上，那个浴室的天花板就开始落水。
And
整个浴室都是水。
It was interesting when it rained. Actually, some of the water seeped through the ceiling and was dripping.
我们那个姐妹就很急，然后就到处找人要来帮忙。
And the sister would start panicking, looking for people to help with the situation.
我说安静。
So I said, quiet, quiet. Be quiet, be still.
玛莎姐妹跟她的先生就过来帮我们搬家。
So、sister Martha and Jim helped me to move to another room.
感谢
主 side to the other. Thank the Lord.
这是神的恩典。
This is truly God's grace.
啊，过来第一天，主牧师的聚会。
在第一天主牧师聚会带领聚会的时候。
And the first day that Pastor Chow led the meeting.
啊，我就祈祷，我讲主耶稣，我这届是要来学习功课，不是要来观光。
他就祷告，然后说：“神啊，我是来学习功课，不是要来观光。”
Then she prayed to the Lord, "I'm here for training. I'm not here to be a tourist."
那天圣灵就大充满。
And then the Holy Spirit filled me.
我就坐底下。
我坐在那个位置，应该是爽张爽那个位置那个附近。
I sit over there. 然
后坐到那边了。
Oh yeah, okay, go there. Yeah.
我都看你家那个牛。
我就看见一只羊羔哈，这么大只，然后就震来震去，应该动来动去，跑来跑去，耳朵很大，耳朵很大，应该还没到那个震动，耳朵很大。
Okay, so I saw.
他的就是要看到一个异象，是一只羊，也没
So then I saw like a vision. I saw this sheep, right, and very restless sheep.Running around, but he had these big ears. And that sheep came near me, and then we both hugged each other. I kept on crying, as I saw this vision. Kept on using the Kleenex.
我告诉一个传道，这个是耶稣要抱住你。
This is Jesus wants to embrace you.
我就无限的欢喜。
Suddenly I woke up.
无烂，就是有很多力量，神所赐的力量。
This is the divine strength.
就很快乐。
Enjoy.
第二天。
Next day.
我 看见那个手啊，上面捧着金子，啊，一直照着我。
Then I saw a hand and had gold in the hand, and the gold kept on shining on me.
我就很欢喜，很快乐。
I'm so happy, so full of joy, happy, happy.
感谢神。
Praise, thank the Lord.
感谢周牧师。
And thank Pastor Chow's teaching.
啊，再来还是很快乐。
I'm so happy.
来这边是非常的感谢。
Very thankful.
哦，很高兴。那一天，Martha 为我们洗脚，耶稣为我们洗脚。
I really want to thank Martha, Sister Martha, washed feet for me that day. It was like Jesus was washing my feet.
我就一直哭，一直哭。
I kept on crying.
我回到房间的时候，我就一直哭。我说，说主啊，应该是我为你洗脚，不是你为我洗脚。
So I went into my room and I just kept on crying and I said to the Lord, Lord, you should wash my, I should wash your feet and that you are here washing my feet.
圣灵就很大的感动，一直下来，那个圣灵的恩一直下来，那我就非常感动，一直哭，然后趴在地上，
so、
不知道要说什么。
So Holy Spirit just anointed me in such a powerful way. I was so overwhelmed. I just kept on crying, crying, and full of joy, and even to the point where I didn't even know what I should say.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
能够来到这里是神的带领，还有周牧师们的帮助。
I'm here, such a grace, and for Pastor Chow to be here.
谢谢，感谢神。
谢主。这个安静等候神哈，就是
quietly waiting on God。
人来到神面前
，is we come before God. Man comes before God.
神领导人
，God comes to man.
所以就跟神就有了一种前所未有的关系。
Then you have a 前所。
Unprecedented?
Which produces an unprecedented relationship between you and God.
So, that quiet waiting is when we have a relationship
with God. So, waiting on God is the time that we have a relationship with God. God comes, then we have a different feeling. Sometimes we have no feeling.But the Lord is still there.
只是他还没有做工。
It's just he hasn't worked yet.
或者呢，他做工是坐在你的灵里面的，是你没有感觉到的。
Or he's doing a work in the spirit, so you don't have a feeling attached to it.
那另外呢？
Also,
在很多教会里面，他们领受了一个教导。
Many churches have a teaching.
那个教导就是说。他在信主那一天，信耶稣那一天，他就有了圣灵了。
That teaching goes like this: the day that they received the Lord, the Holy Spirit was they got the Holy Spirit already.
不需要再追求圣灵了。
Like they don't need to continue to pursue the Holy Spirit.
而他们那个圣经的根据呢，主要是在以弗所书第一章第十三节。
And they the scripture to support this teaching is in Ephesians.
那里说哈，你们既然啊，你们既然信了他，就受了圣灵。
受了。
既然信了他，就受了圣灵。
Oh, it says, since you have believed him, you have received the Holy Spirit.
其实，那个以弗所教会受圣灵啊，不是说一信了就得到的。
But the receiving the Holy Spirit by the church of Ephesus was not through salvation.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know this?
就是需要读《使徒行传》十九章。
You need to read Acts 19 to know this.
因为那里讲到啊，那个保罗当初去到以弗所教会的时候
，Because there it talks about when Paul went to the church in Ephesus.
怎么跟他们讲了圣灵的真理
？And he spoke to them the truth.
然后为他们按手祷告
，About Holy Spirit, he laid his hands on them.
他们才受了圣灵。
And then they received the Holy Spirit.
那可是，在很多这个传统的教会里啊，他就。就接受了这样一个观念
But in many traditional churches, they have received this concept.
就觉得不需要再圣灵了
So you don't need to
seek
the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit.
我何必还在追求圣灵之外呢
Why do I still need to seek the filling of the Holy Spirit?
那我们怎么知道一个人有没有圣灵呢？
How do we know if someone has the Holy Spirit?
不是，他说我有就有了。
If he says he has it, that's not enough.
你还是要看他的表现。
Look at his life, his expression.
那么张老姐妹刚才做见证的时候，
As we heard our elder sister Chang's
testimony, 我就觉得是一个很好的例子。
I think that's a good example.
这个老姐妹是有圣灵的人。
This older sister, she is one with the Holy Spirit.
所以如果再有人呢，或者你自己再有这个想法，那你就要看你有没有这个老姐妹的这样的情形。
So if you have this kind of concept, look at, do you have the same experience as elder sister Chang?
那么还有别人，如果你再遇到说，他说我们在信徒已经有了，我们不需要再圣灵的话。
So you meet these people with this kind of concept.
那你问他，你有这些情形吗
？Then you ask them, do you have this kind of experience?
耶稣跟你说话
，Jesus speaks to you.
耶稣的爱感动你
，Jesus love moves you.
你知道圣灵充满你
，You know the whole filling of the Holy Spirit.
你本来不识字的
，You don't even, you can't even read.
圣灵帮助你能够看得懂这本书
，Holy Spirit is teaching you how to read.
看懂圣经
，Read the Bible.
嗯，当别人洗脚的时候。你觉得不是人在洗，是耶稣在替你洗。
When people wash your feet, you see Jesus washing your feet, not people.
这些都是具体的说明说他有圣灵。
These are concrete evidence that she truly has received the Holy Spirit.
所以今天就是很多基督徒哈，就是领受了传统的一些教导，而这些教导是错误的。
So many Christians today have received this kind of traditional, and I'll say erroneous teaching. But they don't know this is wrong. And they don't know that today in the church, the wheat and tares are growing together. Some are born again. Some not even born again. They think you come to church, you're saved. The Bible never said you come to church, you're saved. Jesus says, ye must be born again.
人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
If you're not born again, you will never enter into the kingdom of God.
所以，真的很多我们自己要留意。
So we need to pay attention.
也要帮助我们周遭的在同一个教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
And help those in our church around us.
尤其我们这些是牧师传道的。
I know we're our audience here are pastors and preachers. We have a responsibility to bring people into God's kingdom. Not to bring people to our church. More people, the better. Then we're happy. No. This is misleading people.
这不是把人引到永生啊。
This is not leading people to eternal life.
很可能是引到灭亡。
This is leading people to destruction, maybe.
因为没有得救就是灭亡嘛。
Because they're not saved, that's their end is destruction.
那么这种引到灭亡当然不是故意的。
Of course, you don't purposely do this.
是无意的。
But unknowingly.
所以我们要很小心。
Be very careful.
那我想呢，下面的时间呢，我们就不要再做什么，连诗歌都不要唱。
I think for the rest of the time, we're not going to even sing.
我们好好的安静等候。
Let's just spend time quiet.
在神面前有一点反省。
If you have any reaction before God,
我们所听到的信息，我们所听到的见证。
Well, you've heard the message, the testimony.
还有在神面前，我们反省一下。我们自己的情形，还有我们所服侍的教会我们所在的教会的情形。
And let's reevaluate ourselves, the people we serve, and the church in general that we serve in.
我们都有一点在神面前这样安静祷告。
Let us all spend some time to be quiet in prayer.
用我们的心来向主表达。
Express to God what's on your heart.
然后差不多12点或者是12点5分钟，那我们就可以结束。
Then 12 or 12:5, we will conclude.
好，我们最后唱25首 ，Hymn Number 25。我们有一点报告哈，注意事项。那个 昨天我们去那个陶仁之家那个教会
Hymn number 25 and we have some announcements following
我拿了一些他们的一些资料介绍他们教会介绍他们教会的那个牧师他们的主任牧师昨天没有在
Yesterday's at Potter's house I took some brochures there T.D. Jakes was not there
都是英文的在那个书桌上应该有都是英文的资料在书桌上
Oh, I'm sorry, okay There are many English brochures there at the back table you can get
Yeah, 那个他这个牧师因为在澳洲刚回来
Because the pastor, he just came back from Australia Yeah.
今年是他们教会很重要的两个日子一个就是他过五十岁他是6月20号五十岁生日
So very important. This pastor is just just passed his fiftieth birthday on June 22nd. It's a special day.
他在维吉尼亚州开始传道的时候，他的教会只有十个人。
维吉尼亚州，
维吉尼亚。
When he was just in Virginia, his church had at most 10 people. Only 10 people when he started pastoring a small church in Virginia. Now he has 35,000 in his mega church in 20 years.
那另外就是他今年是他跟他的师母结婚25周年。
And also, what's special is that this year he has been married for 25 years with his wife.
昨天我们的弟兄姐妹几乎全部都去了。
So yesterday, the majority of brothers and sisters visited the Potter's house.
我觉得有时候我们应该出去看一看。
I really think sometimes we need to go out and check out what other churches are doing.
千万不要闭门造车。
Do not close your doors and don't make a car. Sorry. Anyways, what it means is don't isolate yourself. Yeah.
那个我们还有一句成语就是坐井观天呢。
Same thing, right?
坐井观天。
是一样的意思吗？
不，有另外一个意思。
那你翻译。I'm not too clear.
坐井观天 it means like you only know your own little small world.
Oh, okay. It's like a frog in a well, that concept.
你就是有自己一个小小的世界，以为你是最好的。
井底之蛙 It's kind of like you're a frog in a well. You think that your world is everything.Cut off from the rest of the world.
不知道啊，外面世界所发生的事情。
No idea what's going on in the outside world.
这是要切切要避免这些情形。
You must avoid this kind of situation.
那么你出去看的时候，你也要有一个分辨的能力。
Of course, when we go out and look at other churches, we must have a discerning spirit.
人家你要看到什么是外面的，什么是里面的。
You need to see what is outward and what is inward.
感谢主。昨天大概有一万多人。
There was about 10,000 people yesterday.
那昨天讲到的那个牧师，他是从Ohio 来的，他的教会也有上万人。
The bishop there was from Cleveland, Ohio. He also has about several thousand, tens of thousands.
美国最大的教会在 Houston， 在我们的南边。
The biggest church in America is right here in Houston, mega church.
十万人以上。
The
Wow.
Okay, it's Joel Osteen's church, the 100,000 one.
他是在一个体育这个体育馆里面的。
You may know he holds meetings in that Astrodome.
所以美国最大的教会啊是在在德州、休斯顿跟 Dallas.
So the biggest churches in the world here are in Houston, Dallas.
那么世界上最大的教会是在韩国。
Of course, the world's largest church, single church, is.
Amen.
Is in Korea.